Way to go, Mark Burley. The White Sox pitcher tossed the 18th perfect game in Major League history with a 5-0 victory over Tampa Bay. Oh, and there's a very grown-up young race car driver in the studio right now. We'll tell you why and where you can meet him.
It's the need for speed. And our special guest has it. Next, 8:09. Faber Drive when I'm with you at 105.7 Niagara's Easy Rock.
Saw you walk into the room.
105.7 Niagara's Easy Rock. It's Faber Drive when I'm with you. 8:13. You're with Jank Feed, Florian on vacation. We're at 19 degrees right now, 23 with sunshine later on today. Oh, look, we have a special guest in the studio. And believe it or not, he actually said to me that I can drive his car.
He was kidding.
I don't think he was, Michelle. I mean, the car's out in the back parking lot.
Yeah.
Keys are in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a license. I got my bike helmet.
I don't even want to see that.
Why couldn't I drive it?
Oh, I don't know.
I see
You'd
no reason why. Yeah. Alex Ellis of St. Catharines is in the studio this morning. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good, good, good. I see you've got your BMW racing shirt on. That's nice.
Yeah, I got all my BMW apparel.
Yeah, huh. It could be because you're in the Formula BMW series?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, huh?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So, welcome to Easy Rock. You're a St. Catharines boy.
Yeah, yeah, thanks a lot. I grew up in Port Dalhousie, so I've always been listening to your radio station. Yeah.
And now is the ultimate goal to be a Formula One guy?
Yeah,
this is kind of the training
right? Yeah, it's a junior level.
Yeah, but these cars are not junior.
No, not like that. They are really quick.
Yeah. How fast do these cars go?
Our next race in Road America will probably be hitting 230 something.
Is that clicks or miles?
Yeah, clicks.
Clicks. That's still like a 140, 150.
Yeah, it's about 140.
Wow. What's that kind of speed feel like?
You know, when you're racing, there's so many other things going on that you're worrying about you really don't enjoy or notice the speed. It's
really?
Just kind of...
Well, everybody's going that fast, so I guess it's, you know...
Yeah.
I would ask Lori Love what that kind of speed feels like. Because she, of course, you know, coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning, oftentimes is doing 230, but she's not here. So, how many events have you been in? Because I know you podiumed a couple of times. How many events have you raced in so far?
As of last weekend, I've had 4 events. Yeah. We were just in Lime Rock, Connecticut last weekend, and that could have gone really well, but it didn't. I qualified really well. I qualified second and first, but in the races, it just didn't really come through for me, so it was a little bit disappointing.
Well, even Michael Schumacher doesn't win them all.
Exactly.
You know? So you're going to have those weeks where it just, you know, just doesn't come together for you.
Yeah, it's my rookie year, so I figure I can make the mistakes now, and then next year I'll go out and... And do really well.
And you had a great race in Mexico, I understand.
Yeah, it was really good. It was cool because it was my first weekend in the car. And in Mexico, they're crazy about racing, right? So there had to be like 60,000 people there.
In Mexico, they're just crazy.
Yeah. And it was really cool because I made a really nice pass on the last lap in the second last corner to get a podium. And it was just like, I can't even describe the feeling of being on that podium, spraying the champagne on all the people. It was really cool.
Yeah, and you're not even old enough to have champagne.
Yeah, only in Mexico. In the American races, they give us sparkling grape juice.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't spray cerveza all over it. That would have been appropriate. So you've got the car on display this weekend. In fact, it's there right now, but tomorrow there's a big open house at Performance BMW, appropriately enough, where the car is actually sitting in the showroom, I believe.
Yep, anytime between 11 and 3 tomorrow, you can show up and see the race car, basically.
Cool. Will you be able to sit in it? Will people be able to climb in?
You won't be able to sit in it, but you can, like, get up right next to it and take pictures and stuff. It just, there's so many little things on the car that can break getting in and out.
So. I'll be careful. I will.
No.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Alex Ellis. Your mom and your dad are here, and they're pretty proud of you because you've been getting a lot of write-ups in magazines and newspapers and all over the place. You're a star. You know that.
Yeah. Well, my dad really helps me out a lot with it, all the exposure and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So tomorrow, 11 to 3, Performance BMW?
Yep,
okay.
11 to 3.
All right, stop by and see Alex Ellis and his BMW Formula car. It's a big car, isn't it?
It's not that big,
it's
pretty impressive.
Room, isn't it?
It's not, like, massive,
all right, okay.
Yeah, it's a cool car.
Yeah, all right. Ordinarily, I'd say, and slow down. But in this case, I won't. Okay. Alex Ellis, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
And it's 8:17.